Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It took over 2 decades for my partner to clear himself to the point where his filter is not involved. 4 years ago, I asked him if he wished to move to the next step. He was shocked there was one. And I said, it's the one you're going to teach. Because in an older energy, there's the feeling that you open and you shut a door. And that you're a human one moment and you're entranced the next. And you've got to huff and puff a little and prepare a little, perhaps even face a certain direction to get ready. And ask him, how would you like it if I was always with him? And all he had to do was learn to step aside momentarily. He could come in and out of this as often as he wished. It would be easy. And he said yes. There's very little preparation for channeling, and you'll hear him do it. He'll slip in and out of it. I will come in and you won't know it. And I want to tell you something, dear ones, as you look at this process, if you've never seen this before, dear human being, if you've never seen this before, I want to ask you something. I want you to use your discernment engine right now. Is this a man pretending to channel? Can you open that filter of yours enough to feel if it's true, old soul? Is there an energy in the room that is saying, listen to this? Or there might be something here from the other side of the veil, because the other side knows who you are. So got some messages here. The reason we went through this with him is to show you what you're going to be doing on a day-to-day basis, old soul, because it's imminent. I'm going to give you a channel later today. It's going to walk you through a metaphoric room of doors, of a time capsule inside you just waiting to expand, called DNA. You ought to be able, old soul, to walk on the planet and access that which is the divine creator every moment of your life. You can be in the grocery store squeezing the fruit. And the next moment, be able to call in the highest of the high. And I'll tell you why. Because it is in you now. The teachings of the ancients have always been the same. The abilities that they understood were this way. That even to survive, they had to move in and out of channeling of the earth, of Gaia, of the animals, so that they could know what to do next. And it's no different today with your life. How do you know what to do next? I know who's here. I say that every time because it's true. There is no mystery to God who you are. I am from the great central sun, the source. And I'm just like you, and that is to say that that the piece of you is from the same place. And if you want to know this, and I will tell you, there's a whole lot more in common with you and I when it comes to this attribute than anything else. I have never been a human. And you have been many times, old soul. But even as you walk this planet and others, the biggest part of you is the part on the other side of the veil that is my side. You come and you go and you come and you go, and the thing that you have in common is the higher self. The higher self is the same one every single time. That's my family. And that's who I know. I know who you are. I know who you were. I know what you've been through this time, last time. I know it brings you to sit in the chair, even the one who came at the last moment, even the one who's come seemingly to look around. And in everything I see, there's honor. I'm not looking at mistakes you made. That's relative to you. If you think you've made mistakes, that's your filter saying, I made a mistake. That's not God saying you made a mistake. You're not here to be judged in that way, because Spirit will never look at it this way. Oh, mothers, when your children are learning to walk and you are so enamored and you're so pleased and joyful and they're taking a step and they fall down and the child is crying because it made a mistake, what are you doing? Get the video camera. You see what I'm saying? Is there judgment? When the child is learning to walk and the answer is, no, there's only joy. Can you understand this? There is a joyful, beautiful energy of love that looks at you in everything you do in this exact same way. And you may be at your lowest ebb and on your knees thinking that everything is wrong. And Spirit is saying, get the video camera. Because here is a soul who is learning to walk. And that's exactly who is here. No one is here by accident. There will be a few who leave this place and not believe this was even channeling. And there's no judgment of that. And they will leave with the same beautiful entourage around them that you leave with. Healer. And someday they might want to visit this again because they are old souls as well. There's not one newbie in the room. I just wanted to let you know. I'm talking to old souls all, even the ones who don't know it. But even the ones who don't know it, I tell you, sit in the chair for a moment. And analyze, if you can, using a piece of yourself that you know how to do. You really think this is your first time around. You know better. You know better. You know how things work. So why don't you just trot out that discernment engine for just a moment and discern this. And if you can see it for what it is, I'll tell you there's a message for you here today, and it's one that is beautiful and joyful. A hand is reaching through the veil for you and saying this, you've taken it before, you know what it looks like because it's yours. How would you like to be complete or not? It is a free choice, is it not? It is why you're here, is it not? Your paths are well known. What you've been through and agreed to is why there is honor. We'll talk more. And so it is.